This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. Yeah. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. Yeah. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me A. Yo, yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and we here, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But tonight, you know, my guest is running a little bit behind, but yo, if they show up, it's all love. If they don't, then it's all love as well, man, because we got so much that we can talk about, all right? So before we get into all of that, you know how I do, man. Each and every week, I got to give it up. I got to give it up to all the people that download the audio version of this platform, man. Y'all the real MVPs. I definitely appreciate y'all. And I'm going to make sure each and every time I get up here, man, I let y'all know. And as I continue to grow, right, as the trajectory keeps going up, and as y'all see the platform from this perspective right now and the way that it's going to grow, I got a whole vision for Sparking Conversation, right? And what I mean by that is that I got a whole vision where it's going to transform from right here where it's at. But I'm going to make it possible for that those who I still need to talk to, and we could do it virtually, even though we'll have an in-person setup, we could still do it virtually, and the people will still be there in person, right? So this is what we want to do, man. We want to change the game. We want to be responsible for how good information gets out into the world, right? That's what I want to be. That's my purpose for having this platform, is to spark conversation between people, right? And look, yeah, my guests are people who have their own thing going on. They're eccentric, they're unique, and they're their own people. But the one thing that they're not is famous, right? They're not famous. They're not well known. They're not world renowned. But the people in their circle know who they are, right? And people in their communities and stuff like that. But when it comes down to, you know, this platform game and this podcast game, everybody looking for that big, big opportunity to get the right person on the platform, on their platform, so it can take it to the next level. And I respect that. And I know you got to put in the work to get those people on that level to trust you enough to want to sit down with you. And then some of them, they will sit down with you based on your audience. They like, yo, let me see how big this cat's audience is. And if it's a nice size enough where they feel like it'll help them out, they'll come through too, or however you got it set up to make shit shake. But for the most part, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, when we thinking about this platform game or this podcast game, we all got to think about the quality of our work more so than we could think about how can we go viral, yo? Like, how can I monetize off my shit? Because, you know, that's the thing. You know, everybody looking for that. And I ain't mad at that either. You got to have a goal. But if your goal is money, then you're going to lose sight of why you're doing this platform, you know, because money not going to come before the platform, if that makes sense. Like, the platform got to be what bring the money. So if you put in the right amount of work and planting your seeds and watering your seeds, then when it's time for your harvest to come, it's going to come. You just got to be ready to harvest, you know what I mean? But it's coming because you're planting and you're growing. You have to keep that mindset. You can't look at the day-to-day, right? You cannot look at the day-to-day. If you look at the day-to-day, then you're always going to be upset, right? You're always going to feel like you ain't doing enough or things ain't moving fast enough because you're looking at the day-to-day. But it's not the day-to-day. It's the marathon. You got to look at the fact that you're getting through the miles, right? Because that's the whole scenario when it comes to the marathon. The marathon is not just about people who can go, you know, a certain distance for something. The marathon is the fact of how you pace yourself to get through the miles, yo, because everything is based on mileage when it comes down to a marathon. How far is the race? So you got to be able to endure all the way to the end, right? And there's a lot of people who don't make it to the end. They give it their best shot and they don't make it to the end. You know, sometimes there's 5 mile races, sometimes there's 10, 20 mile marathons, right? They go up, right? But for a person to say to themselves, yo, I'm going to compete, I'm going to try, that's the dopest shit ever. It's just as dope as the person who win, as the person who tried. But a person who make it to the 20 miles or whatever, yo, double salute to you. But a person who made it to 1 mile, to 5 miles, to 10 miles, and et cetera, yo, double salute to you too, because you got in the race. You made yourself a part of the game. Like, you didn't sit on the sideline. You wasn't one of the people standing on the sideline holding out the cup of water, even though they're needed as well too. Obviously, the people who stand out there on the side of the streets and hold the water for the marathon runners, they're just as needed as the people in the marathon, because if it wasn't for the people running in the marathon, they wouldn't need nobody standing on the side of the street handing out water. So what I'm going to say to you is that all that stuff work together as one, right? But the fact of the matter is, you gotta be in it. Whether you the water person or you the runner, you gotta be in the race. And that's what it's about. It's not about the people who just sit on the sidelines and watch other people and then critique what other people are doing or what other people could have done better. That's just like in sports. That's the same thing in sports. That's why, you know, I don't get why a bunch of grown people, right, be running around here arguing over sports and over players, yo, and all of this other corny shit that go on. I mean, I understand that you like sports. Like, a person can like sports. And I think for being a man, you know, people hide behind sports to try to prove that they're masculine in some type of way, right? They got to know all the players and know all the stats and know what high school they went to, know what college they went to, know the stats for college, know who their aunts is, who their brothers is, because of whoever and however the information was getting out. It's people out here who are that invested in sports, teams, players, and all that other shit. And it's so corny to me. It's always been corny to me. I'm not saying the people that are into this are corny. I'm saying just the energy that so many people give into just hyping up a whole bunch of other people's accomplishments, but don't put the same energy into themselves like that. That shit is corny to me. Because there'll be people right now who argue and fuss and fight over basketball games, over football games, over boxing, because of their opinions about what they think is better, worse, who is nicer and who not, who could beat who and who can't, why this person's scared and that person can't, why these people always running, getting swept out in the first round and all this other shit. Because we still haven't figured it out. No matter how dope y'all like these players, y'all talk about LeBron, y'all talk about all these people, man. But y'all ain't understanding that the winners is not the people that are the dopest. Yeah, the people that are the dopest are the people who are known for what they do. Yeah, they got to come and show up every night. But it's a team effort, y'all. It's a team effort. Everything in life is a team effort. Whatever your next level is, it's a team effort. And that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That's the part that people don't really pay attention to, right? Is that the people are out there having to work together. Sports should make everybody look at themselves on the outside and just really think about, damn. Now imagine if this group of people came together to go all the way to challenge a whole bunch of people who got the same skill set as them to get to the whatever you would consider the championship, right? The championship game. And if they did that, you know what I'm saying? If they did that and they made it to the championship game, then that means that these people really put in some work. But they work together, right? They work together. It wasn't just about like, yo, whenever Golden State was winning, everybody was giving Steph Curry his props, and they should because he was out there shooting people lights out. But no matter how many hundreds of points that the team got, he didn't get all 100 points. You know, the other people around him had to show up. And that's the most important part about if you are into sports. People don't look at it from that standpoint. They look at it from the standpoint of whether win and lose, and that's it. They look at the fact of whether the team win and the team lose, and now they hate this person. This is just crazy to me. You got grown people talking about they hate a team. Like, how you hate a person who go to work every day? Like, yo, if a person is nice in sports in high school and in college, and then they get picked up by a team over here that you just don't like the team, so you hate the person because you hate a team? Like, that's the worst thing in the world for us to go around here talking about we hate teams. Like, how you going to hate millionaires? Like, yo, these cats are getting paid to play ball. Like, how you going to hate a team? Because if that team wasn't there, then whoever team you like would have had one less team to play. That's one less game for you since you all into the sports like that. So I don't understand. Anything they can use to separate people and distract them is what they do. And sports is no different. And grown-ass men run around here all day reciting other grown men's stats and shit, talking about how good they are at something or how bad they are at something. And then you yourself, personally, you are not out there putting in the same work that you and understanding that no matter what, whoever team that wins this championship and these finals, it's because the team may have some clutch players. It may have some people that had to step up. It may have be the superstars who carried the team mostly, but defense, free throws, right? All that other stuff got to come from everybody else on the team, right? And that's the bomb. So whatever you're doing in life, if you feel like you're going to do something all by yourself just because you're great, just because you LeBron, just because you Kobe, just because you Jordan in whatever it is in life, and you think that you're going to win the championship by yourself, I guess you can see that that don't happen because none of them was able to win a championship by themselves. And yeah, they did the most in there to help themselves win, but the rest of the squad and the rest of the team had to pull up, and you could not leave nobody else open. And that was the difference between those players out there. You couldn't leave nobody else open. It ain't like now. Everybody now looking for somebody else to blame for some shit, yo. Think about it. Because even when it comes down to the teams like New York, think about the Knicks. Yeah, they got that far, and then they didn't make it to the next dance. So now they fired a coach. The coach ain't out there playing ball, right? The coach ain't out there shooting the hoop and shooting the rock. It's the people out there, and then the arrogance of it all. That's the thing about being humble. It's something about the spirit of New York. It's just like, yo, when people get into a space where they feel like they that, they get arrogant, and they don't know how to turn it off. Look at the players in New York and all the extra stuff that was going on with them when they were winning and they was that team, when they was bringing the energy back to the Garden, right? It's bringing that real energy back. You know what I'm saying? People make it feel like, yo, they got a real team in New York again. And then they got where they got. But look, they still had, look, the team have to be blamed. The people on the court has to be blamed, not the coach. The coach got a whole bunch of professional athletes on his bench. And that's a fact. All of these people that's on the bench are supposed to be professional athletes, yo. There's no excuse. Like, yo, whether you coming off the bench or whether you starting, yo, you had I don't know what it would be right now as far as what the odds are and getting into the NBA. I know it's different now. When it comes to how many people who dream of the NBA and actually get into it. So the people who actually dreamed all their life to get into the NBA and they actually get in it, and even if they on the bench, yo, they've outdone so many other people in this world who had that same dream. And so the fact that they on that bench, you get no excuse for no players not to come out there and show up every time they get on the court. So that's the same thing when it comes to life. Like, if you got people in your squad and your team, they're supposed to show up. Regardless, it ain't got nothing to do with whether they the leader or they the top scorer on the team. They don't have to be the top scorer. They just gotta play defense and they gotta shoot the rock when they open, and that's it. Right? They gotta play defense and you gotta shoot the rock when it's open, and you gotta look around and make sure that your team is included, and that's what it's about. You know what I mean? Making sure your team is included. But anyway, that is just my little rant on that. Like, yo, we could talk so much about whoever the star or whatever is, but I promise you, y'all, people don't win without the team. You don't win without the team. And yeah, you got to go through different players on your team. That's another thing. Don't ever be afraid to have to change players in your team, yo. That's just how life is. Sometimes you got to really work to get the championship team that you need. Some people come in, they help you get to a certain place, but then you might have to move some pieces around because you trying to win that chip and you need some extra pieces in there to help you get to the chip. And that's what it's about. Whatever the championship of your life is, whatever you think is the ultimate championship for you that makes you feel like you won the chip, whether it's your freedom, whether it's material things, because, I mean, so many people, they put in a whole lot of work just to be able to buy shit. But then there's people who want to live in, who want to live free, who want to not have to depend on the grocery store for all their food, don't want to have to depend on whatever the newest brand out to feel like they somebody, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, you know, that's a thing. But anyway, let's switch gears a little bit because we need to talk about what's going on in California. Now, yo, listen, L.A., what's really good, yo? Like, come on, y'all. Like, what's really good? Now, let's have a real conversation about this right now, yo. Let's have a real conversation about what's going on in L.A. right now. Listen, all my Mexican homies out there, all the people that, you know, even the ones that's over here on the East Coast with me, man, that I know personally, man, double salute to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all, bro. But, you know, just like during the George Floyd riots, man, you know, y'all getting used, yo. All the good Mexican people, man, all the dope Mexican people, y'all being used just like they did with the George Floyd. All these paid insurrectionists are coming in. There's no way that you're going to help me to believe that the Mexican people are trying to stop ICE from deporting the Mexican people because they feel like they're supposed to stay here. And they already here illegally. Now, that don't make sense to me. Like, if you want to stay somewhere, do you think violence is going to help you stay? Like, literally, if you're upset with the way that the government is handling what they said they was going to do, here's the thing about people nowadays, yo. You always fucking around and finding out, right? The man told y'all on the campaign what he was going to do. He said that if he win, number one mandate was to get the illegals up out of here. So while it was going on, all of those people supposedly who are here illegally, right? You were supposed to start getting your plans together at that particular point. If you ain't know that soon as, listen, there's no way that y'all didn't know. I know what y'all thought. Y'all just thought he wasn't going to win. Y'all thought he wasn't even going to make it to the fact of even being in the debate. Y'all didn't even think he was going to do that. Y'all thought he was going to jail. Y'all thought that everything that they was throwing at him, he was going to go to jail. Y'all thought he was going to get shot. Y'all thought all these other things. So you were just waiting it out, but you was not prepared. Life is not meant to be waited out. You got to be prepared for all things. It's like, yo, why wait till you need something to and then not have it? I'd rather have something and not need it than need it and not have it. Y'all know that's the life that we're supposed to live in. Like, why would you not? Like, wait, hold on. You think that if the lights go out, if the power go out right now, then you're going to go to a grocery store and buy candles? No, you're supposed to have them on deck right now. Like, yo, like, that's just something you're supposed to have on deck. Like, it don't matter how much you pay your bills. It don't matter how good your job is. You know, it's just certain things you need to have. You need to have matches. You need to have lighters. It don't matter if you don't smoke. It's just certain things that you need in life. And then for all of those that are that was here illegally, the man said he was going to do that when he came. So the fact that y'all over there doing that over there in California right now, that's crazy. And you doing that because you saying that they just deporting people that ain't supposed to be here, and then y'all fighting them? Like, that's going to help you stay? That's not going to help you stay. That's not a real revolution. What you doing is you messing it up for the people that have already been here, that have been chilling, that have been doing the right thing. You messing it up for them. It's the same thing Black Lives Matter did for us, yo. When George Floyd was coming around, they had people riding around dropping off pallets of bricks in certain places just so you can have your weapon to throw it. Just so you could do that. They did the same thing in California. They had people dropping off. They caught them. They caught them on camera, right? They had people pulling up to certain blocks, just dropping off these masks and all these other things to people that's supposed to be rioters. Dropping off masks. And these really expensive masks, too. Like, yo, cover your face and the whole nut. Now, I don't know if the masks do anything when it comes to gas and all that, but I'm just saying it's a really expensive mask that's been dropped off. And these cats out here doing home economics, they getting center blocks and hammers given to them. Now, you know what? This is the craziest shit right here. So they saying that the ICE been going up to like Home Depot and all the places trying to snatch up all the day workers, because 9 times out of 10, they the ones that's really illegal here. They just standing out there waiting on somebody to pull up, saying they got a job. They want to pay them and shit. But where y'all think they getting the freaking the hammers and the center blocks from? But not only that, who y'all think they getting the masks from? So push come to shove, did a little digging, did a little research, come to find out that the mask that's being dropped off to the rioters out in California has been donated by none other than the Walmart family. So the daughter of Walmart, right? The heiress to Walmart, she, her company, well, she got her own little thing outside of that, but, you know, basically Walmart is responsible for giving out the masks to the rioters. So that make you think, too. That make you think a lot, because, you know, that was a big Harris and Biden supporter, Walmart, right? Because they was doing so much business with China overseas, getting all that cheap merchandise and then selling it in Walmart, just slapping different names on it, right? Because Walmart ain't nothing but a warehouse. I know all of y'all know that. Y'all shop in Walmart, but Walmart barely got they own products, and whatever they own products is like great value and all that other shit. All that stuff come from China. So they get all that, and then all the gear and all that other stuff that's coming in here, the shoes and all that come from China. Even if another company is shipping it into Walmart and Walmart just providing the shelf space, that's still what they are. But look how they helping the insurrectionists over in California with this rioting. They got people acting like they Mexican. They waving a Mexican flag. So you proud to be a Mexican, but you want to stay in America. So I'm not getting it. Why are you waving your flag in America talking about you proud to be Mexican when you could just go to Mexico? I mean, he trying to get y'all to go home anyway. So why would that be what you're doing? That's how we know this ain't no real Mexican people out there part of doing all this stupid shit like this. It's got to be paid actors that's out there doing all the foul shit, making it look like it's the people that are in the area doing that. Because that's all it is. That's the same thing they did. They called them Antifa when it was Black Lives Matter. So I'm feeling like it's the same group of people right now that's out there causing all this damage and harm. And then look, my people. Now, this is the dumbest shit, so I get it. So I don't really see a whole lot of black people out in the riots and shit. I see it's a lot of Latinos out there doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? There's a few people, I guess there's a few people of color in there. But what I see y'all dumbass doing is looting. And then y'all dumbasses have the nerve to be looting cell phones. Y'all ran up in the Apple store and looted cell phones. You talking about the devices that got the trackers on it, right? The devices that got cameras on it, right? And then y'all taking the display phones. The phones that's just out in the store for you to walk around, touch, feel, see if you like it or not. Y'all stealing them. Y'all ain't even going in the back and get the boxes of them and all that other shit. Fresh off the joint that they ain't even been hooked up or turned on or none of that. Y'all still in the joints that they gonna, you know they gonna find y'all, yo. They gonna find y'all. They gonna find y'all. And if they don't find you personally, they gonna find the person you either sold it to or whatever. It don't matter. Y'all getting found. The phone's getting found. Period. Right? Because y'all ain't smart enough to hack the phone and take the parts out and make your own cell phone. So you know if y'all went out there and stole the cell phones, that especially the display cell phones, y'all done. Yo, they already connected. They got the GPS. They got all that shit already on in the phone. And then iPhones got a whole lot of other stuff when it comes to tracking and different things like that. So listen, y'all, to all my people that look like me, man, what is wrong? Like, yo, y'all got to stop being the typical, stereotypical black people, yo. You don't take an opportunity to find a way to steal. And if you're going to steal, why would you steal something that ain't going to do nothing but get you caught? Them cell phones, they're going to track them. They're going to find y'all. Y'all do the dumbest shit. I'm just being honest with y'all. Y'all do the dumbest shit, yo. Y'all just do stuff just to do it. Y'all, it's just retarded, yo. Y'all go that far. And then this is another thing that's mad foul, too. You know, the governor of California is wild, yo. Gavin Newsom is wild, yo. So the dude is suing Trump now because he said fam sent the National Guard down there. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. He said he sent the National Guard, but the National Guard ain't it. They sending the Marines out there. And you know the foul shit about it is that the group of Marines that they talking about sending out there is them dudes that just be sitting around waiting on that call, man, to go drop people. And I'm going to be honest. I know a lot of y'all like, yo, we ain't got nothing to worry about. How they going to turn on their own citizens? But you got to remember, the military people are a little bit different. They took a different oath than what a civil servant would take. Now, them guys had took an oath to say they're going to defend the Constitution against domestic terrorism as well as in here. So domestic terrorism and foreign. So, you know, they're going to come through. And if they come through, it's a dub. So y'all wildin'. Y'all don't want that, man. And then y'all don't want them to declare martial law. Y'all don't want all that. They allowing this to happen. These other paid people are coming in, making it seem like it's y'all, man, and it's not y'all. And so y'all got to do something about that, man. Yo, California, y'all got to do something about that. L.A., all my people in L.A., y'all got to figure this out, man. Y'all, this ain't the time for y'all to get in there and start doing all that shit, man. I don't know why y'all doing it. Let them do what they're going to do. If the people are here illegal, now, I pray for all those people, man, because especially anybody who want to better themselves, right? I'm just saying, you know? But a rule is a rule. Like, if we was going to another country trying to hang out and they would get rid of us, too. Y'all act like the other countries wouldn't get rid of our ass, too. They'll get rid of us, too. So, look, I don't know what's going on, but I think it's insurrectionists, all my Mexican people out there, over in California, especially in L.A., man, listen, don't let these people play y'all like that. Like they played us during the George Floyd joint. They played us, yo. It was a bunch of people in masks that was paid to go start destruction and loot and riot and burn things down and destroy neighborhoods and all that other shit. It wasn't about that. Right? So I'm just telling y'all, it looked like the same thing going on over here. They throwing rocks at police cars, these cats is, you know what I'm saying, burning cars in the middle of the street. Like, why? Why would you want your shit to look like Mad Max? For what? Just because you don't want to go home? You waving the flag. That, to me, looked like you want to go home. So let them send you home. Like, why you got to burn up shit over here just to go home? Go ahead home, yo. If you want to wave your flag, go home, fam. That's all we saying. Go wave your flag around the way. That's it. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't disrespecting your flag. I'm just saying, go wave your flag around the way. Like, you don't got to wave it out here. You see all them people that's getting hurt and all these things that's happening to these kids out here because y'all talking about y'all don't want to go home, but you waving your home flag? That's wild. I don't know what y'all got going on. That's how I know it's people that's being paid to do this, man. It ain't y'all. Because somebody even found out on Craigslist. They had an ad out there on Craigslist under the job section, man, where they was looking for a few good men, yo, to come out there, yo, so they can get paid. I'm thinking somewhere between 5 to 12K, too, to come out there and be a protester, yo. They going to pay you. So you know the vibe, what you got to do if you're going to get that paper. And they say they're paying you every week. So how much longer they expect the fucking the shit to go on? They setting you up to get paid every week. Yo, that's crazy, man. Yo, we got to relax out here, man. We got to find something else to do with our time, yo. For real. We got to find something else to do with our time, man, because that ain't it. That ain't it. And I'm going to be honest, yo, California, yo, your governor and your mayor, yo, to me, I don't know, y'all. I don't think they got y'all best interest in mind at all. They ain't even, you know, from the fire that happened to all this other stuff that's going on, it's like, it's too much. And then they're getting mad because they're getting help. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, if that don't let y'all know, man, none of y'all should be falling for nothing that they saying over there, bro. And how they gonna get mad at help? Like, you shouldn't get mad at help. Like, don't say, oh, we can handle it ourselves. Obviously, you cannot. You know what I mean? Obviously, you cannot. Because if you could, it wouldn't be looking like this out here, yo. It's looking terrible out there, man. It's been looking like that for the last year and some change, man. Almost 2 years straight. It's been looking wild out there for a minute. But like the last 2 years straight, it's really been crazy out in California. The most craziest shit been going on out there, man. Kids getting lost. All those kids that was allowed to come in here through the border illegally, they can't find none of them kids in L.A.? Man, listen. And it was like 500,000 kids, yo, that came through out of that so-called 4 or 5 million people. It was that many of them that came through. And they can't find none of them right now, yo. I really don't know, bro. I just think that it's a lot going on out there. And to be honest, it just looked like it's a lot of paid people doing bad things to just try to figure out a way to stay in power. Because that's all it looks like to me. All it looks like is a way to try to make the current administration look bad. And like I always tell people, you know, especially those that look like me, man, we shouldn't be partial to no party, yo. Like, we shouldn't be a Republican or a Democrat. We should be whoever going to do what they going to do, going to do what they say they going to do. That's who we should rock with. It shouldn't be no disparity between the two, because how they going to get anything done out there if they don't work together anyway? They still need both of them in order to get certain major shit passed through, right? So it's just a way to keep us distracted, man, right? Keep us all distracted. Just like with the Puff case, so many people are talking about it, and every day they intrigued about somebody just because they nasty. Like, yo, I don't understand why he's on trial for being nasty. I thought the man was dealing with underage children. Like, that's what they was making it seem like. They raided that man's spot because he was messing with kids. Underage sex trafficking. That's what they called the joint. Sex trafficking. That's why he was locked up. That's what we trying to get to. We ain't trying to hear about all the nasty shit he's doing with grown people that was consensual. And then, if they wasn't, they still ain't came through with all this evidence about people just being drugged out of their mind like they didn't know what was going on. Now, I'm not saying that didn't happen. But I'm saying, though, why should we care about how nasty Puff is? Like, we don't care. Like, why is that a thing for people to be talking about that? They talking about Cassie now. Now y'all looking at Cassie different now, right? She still got that paper out of him, but now y'all looking at her differently, right? Like, yo, she was mad nasty. And we still got people out here talking about, no, he made her do a... Man, look. them testimonies that was coming out of there, man, it was coming from people who were saying she don't look like she was made to do nothing. It wasn't saying that she wasn't abused, and that's something different. I'm just saying, Puff don't get a pass for that. He don't get a pass for that. But damn, if he gonna be if he on trial for that, then that's that. But the man is under a RICO trial, and we've still yet to see this sex trafficking thing that they're talking about. I don't know how many days they into the trial, but where's the sex trafficking shit at? Where's the meat and potatoes of all this other shit? Yeah, he nasty. Aight, he nasty. He like to play with himself and watch other people. Aight, that. Yeah. But damn, where the meat and potatoes at, or what we talking about, yo? This shit crazy, man. It's shit crazy out here. What they'll use to distract us, man. And in the meantime, all this other shit going on in the background, right? Now they looking at more protests supposed to be happening. They organize protests. People getting paid to go protest. It's just weird out here nowadays, y'all. And I think that's why it's always cool to just stay focused and don't live in fear. Because if you live in fear, it'll make you think that all of these things that they keep saying, they predicting, and all that other shit gonna happen. The one thing to me that I never understood is that people be talking about the Bible all the time, and they be saying, yo, these are the prophecies, these are the revelations that was in the book. And I'm thinking, like, yo, if the book is telling what's going to happen, and the people that are in the book are just saying that we know that we're not going to win, but we're going to keep going anyway, because that's what it all boils down to. Whatever is going to try to transpire when it comes to evil, they're going to get really close and they're going to keep going. But if they do, it's always some good to come and prevail and to triumph. It's just always been that way. And I don't know, like, depending on what side you on or where your fear meter at, you know, that's just on you. But I just feel like nowadays, y'all, this ain't the time for us to live in fear, right? It's the time for us to really stay focused, right? And not be distracted. And pay attention to your loved ones. Pay attention to the family. And your family could be your blood or just the people you call family and that love you like you love them, you know? But look, man, let me switch the channel real quick, y'all, because I want to talk to y'all about something, man. And I hope y'all, if y'all, it's a bunch of y'all jumping off and on. Well, at least it looks like it, but I could tell that y'all watching. I want y'all to get in the comments with me, man, because we want to talk a little bit about this movie, Straw. I want to talk about this Straw movie a little bit, right? I want y'all that are watching, the comments are wide open. Let me know what your opinions are. But first off, let me start off by saying I think the movie was shot really well. I think Taraji did a thing. I think all the actors in there actually did their thing. They showed up. I think they did amazing for what they was doing. I think they made Taraji look like, well, I guess just is how she could look, you know. And all the stuff that she went through in that movie and stuff like that. So I wanna say that first off. Like it was well put together, it was well shot. And like I said, all the actors, they showed up. But yo, I don't know. Is it me or is it, why is Tyler Perry? All right. So why are the gist of all of Tyler Perry's major movies or productions, even from the Madea joints, man, it's always women, especially black women, being just abused, battered, beat down, or just defeated. Because it's like in his movies, either the women getting abused or they on drugs real bad or something, and then maybe a guy, blue collar guy, come through and save the days, or somebody will be with somebody that's wealthy, but then they show he got infidelity. Like, everything that go on, and the depiction of the black man is even worse, right? Like, in his movies, because that's all it is. And I never understood that. Like, yo, there's so many genres of movies out here. Or let's just not even say that. Let's just stay in this space right here. The desperation of a woman who just wanted to cash a check, right? So this is crazy to me, because even in the movie, it's like, yo, she go through an altercation where she's trying to go get a check from somebody. The dude talking about he going to put it in the mail and whatever, whatever. So people coming in to rob the joint. One thing lead to another. She wrestled a gun from somebody. She shoot the nigga that she was supposed to pick up a check from. And then she just grabs a check. All the money laying around, all that, she just want a check. So that just lets you know, like, the story of the slave mentality, right? Like, we are slave to our jobs. That's they made it so she's just desperate because they wanted us to, as an audience, to just think, like, yo, all she wanted was her check. That's it. All she wanted was her check. So she could do what she got to do for her daughter. It's like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? But she killed two people just to grab her check, to go to a bank, and then get accused of trying to rob the bank just to cash her check. And then she's scared, she's nervous, she got the gun still, she's going through all these other changes. She's in there pleading with them, like, yo, please let them know. I'm not here to rob the bank. I didn't all that. But you just killed two other people. So look, I'm just saying, yo, the way that we are depicted in a lot of Tyler Perry's movies, I don't really understand why y'all still support the movies like y'all do, and y'all make it such a big deal. Not the fact that the quality of the movies are not good. The quality is great. But just the fact that the way that he portrays you, and then so much I hear so often how black women feel like they're the least protected species on the planet, and how nobody is more disrespected than the black woman. But yet, all I see is black women championing this movie, you know, talking about how good it is and all this other stuff. And Taraji did this, and that's what happened. And you a mom, and you trying to do all this. But nobody talks about the fact that you made these decisions in order to have whoever you had the kids with. And then they didn't really speak too much about, you know, what the dad was or where he's at or what really happened. It's just the fact that he's just not there. So in a lot of movies nowadays, when it comes to that, they don't even establish, they just show you that the dad ain't around. They don't establish why at all. It's just he ain't around, right? Because I think in our society, why the dads are not around, it don't matter, because they have been having that set up for men not to be around since the late 70s, right? Whenever they introduced welfare and said that, yo, in order for you to get this check, in order for you to get this housing, yo, them fam can't be in the building. And then so many women opted for that. It was like, yo, I don't want to go to work. I don't feel like going to work. So if you're going to pay me and I can stay home and I, you know, but yeah, this nigga got to go. And guess what? He's out of there. And on top of the fact that not only was the men pushed out of the house because of that, you know, because I even know growing up, I remember hearing certain stories about, you know, certain family members of mine, like the men, like, yo, they had to act like they didn't live in the house. They had to, you know, really act like that. They wasn't there or they didn't live there and shit like that, just in case some people came through to check up on you and shit. You had to act like you didn't live there. You couldn't really have clothes and stuff there. You had to have like a bag that you take in and out, right? Because, you know, we all feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's always been a conspiracy to keep the man out the house. But then you see, you know, these are the type of things that happen when we are not in a team spirit or we not in team mode. And that's the point that I was making earlier when I started the show about the team. If you think you can do everything by yourself, it don't matter how good you are, you cannot do it all by yourself. You can only get so far by yourself. Then you need help the rest of the way. The one thing that I can say about the movie that I can honestly say is like, yes, when she got that far, even if it was so deep into just life being over, she still needed help, because then she still lost her daughter during the process, right? But overall, she needed help. I mean, that's the bottom line. She needed help. She didn't really have help like that. She was going through all these ups, these downs, really. All these downs. It was like one thing after the other, all at once. And he depict that. And he showed a woman in that space all the time. But they never, never show you the struggle of a man from that space to become triumphant. I think the one movie that they did was the one that Will Smith did, Pursuit of Happiness. I think that's about the only one. I mean, that wasn't a Tyler Perry movie, but that was like one of the only movies where they depicted a struggling father who had a means of trying to push through for success in order to make it. And then he haven't really done nothing after that. Whenever he did Daddy's Little Girl, you know what I'm saying? He still, you know, he still made Idris Elba in the movie be like subjugated to a drug dealer. Like, that's the only way that we could get money in the hood is by dealing drugs. And the fact that he was dealing with a person that was a lawyer and they couldn't come up with a way for him to get right and get money. Like, with all that real estate, all this other stuff out here, it couldn't have been nothing to try to show a redemption in him. Not just the fact that, you know, he had a little fight, beat fam up, and, you know what I'm saying, his children wanted to be with him, really, and not the mom, and it showed, like, you know, moms be terrible, too, in the black community, which that's true, too. But at the end of the day, you don't never show that. And that's crazy. Hold on, I got some comments real quick. All right, from my Rob, what it says, from what I read, the Straw movie is inspired by a true story of, well, which I understand that too, that it's inspired by a true story. I mean, everything that we experience is a true story, right? Like, growing up in a single parent household, growing up without your, you know, your without your parents, really, growing up or being raised by grandma or granddad or both grandparents or aunt or uncle or something like that. Like, we all got those type of stories, really. That's that thing. But, like, it could be still told, not always that's a depiction of how we are, what we do. Like, it's so many other versions of our stories that turn into triumph, that is triumphant in order for us to always show something based on tragedy and tragic. And that's how we're depicted as people who go through the most and we get the worst, and that's it. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean about the subject matter. Brian Brown Easley. Okay. And let's see. Brian Brown Easley, a Marine veteran who, after being denied $892 in benefits, took control of a bank in a moment of desperation. Which was, I get that too, all right? He lost his life during a police intervention, leaving behind a daughter and exposing a system that had failed him as a veteran, which is really dope, inspired by him. But then, you get what I'm saying? They didn't have a man play that role. Like, right? Like, why wouldn't they have a man play the role of a story that a man went through out of showing how he would be willing to go all out for his family? Why is it only the look of a woman that feels like she the only one that'll do whatever she got to do or go through the most just to try to provide for her family? Right? Like, why is that the look? Because if it's based on Brian, then it should have been a man playing that role. Right? But that's the whole way of how I say sometimes it looks like a conspiracy against us, especially as black men, but we get it. We're not allowed to complain. As black men, we're not allowed to let that come out of our mouth saying that we the least protected or the least, because everybody feels like as a man, your pride and your ego is supposed to stand for something. And, you know, the women are the ones running around, but you got to think about it, yo. Like, we really the ones that have to bear the butt of everything, yo. And when it comes down to whatever it is, especially if you get the opportunity to be the head of a household. Like, if you get the opportunity, because some people in relationships with people and they still ain't the head, you got the woman still battling to be a man too. She feel like she's supposed to be equal to you and all this other shit. When, you know, we know that when it comes down to the household, it's equal, but it's always a level of everything, right? And if you got a person in your life who you feel like you can't follow because the man is supposed to lead as he follows God, it's not the other way around. I'm sorry. I know so many people want to feel like, no, it's even. Everything should be the same. I'm sorry. It's not meant that way. Because if it was meant that way, then the cars that you drive, the houses that you live in, the buildings that you work in, it would have been built by just as many women as it is men. But that's not the case, right? The roads that you drive on, the luxuries that we all endure every day is based on a bunch of men getting together and putting it together. So it's not like that. You know, somebody had to make the decisions. So what I'm saying to y'all is that in this world, man, why? Why is it that we the least protected? Because who protects the black? Nobody cares about us. Like, you don't see them people coming to our rescue and our aid when things happen, right? You see people go all the way the opposite. A bunch of women will take up for another woman that they don't know just because she a woman. The woman could be wrong the whole time, and y'all will find a way to root with her because she a woman. Look at all the women that was so behind Kamala Harris, and all the women that was, all the black women that just felt so inspired that she was a vice president running for the bright. They was all, but not like, yo, do you know the record of this woman? Like really, seriously, but it's just because she a woman and just because she was black, all these black women just rally behind this woman, but not knowing how detrimental she was to the lives of so many black men in California. Like, man, y'all. This is a wild, wicked world we live in right now, man. For the fact that we can't even, like, even when it comes down to that story, man, like, you know, they couldn't even let the man be great, a man to tell her own story that a man went through. $892 in benefits. Denied. But wasn't denied entry into the military. Wasn't denied to go out there and fight for the country. Wasn't denied to go lose his life or whatever, but he decided that, well, I ain't saying he decided, but it was decided that he didn't lose his life over there. He was able to make it back. And because of his sacrifice, he was denied basic benefits. That should be the moral of the story right there, that he was denied basic benefits. So when y'all say that black women are the least protected species, I mean, like, are y'all sure about that? Right? Are y'all sure about that? Because right now, all I hear is a bunch of educated women in this world acting like they don't need a man. Acting like they possibly, they got a good man, but they think somewhere along the line they could find a better one. I even hear about who people think they can go find a better one on dating sites, social media. All right. All right. It's just certain things some of y'all ain't going to run across in life, man. And I'm sorry, because you're selfish and you think you're the only one that's supposed to have it. And you're going to run across your life. You're not going to run across certain types of men. I'm telling you, it's not a lot of them like that. It's not a lot of men out here that got that certain energy, that vibe, that got that certain mentality and that mindset. It's not a lot of them out there. I keep telling y'all women, if y'all want a man all to yourself, trust me, there's plenty of them out here sleeping in a park bench or sleeping under a bridge somewhere. You got to go clean them up and dust them off, but there you go, if that's what you want. But outside of that, most of y'all don't want that. Y'all want somebody already self-made. And if you want a man that's self-made, then you got to be willing to be everything for that man. Or what is it? Or what's the reason? Like, what's the reason why you're there? You know, we hear so much all the time about women feeling like men wasting their time and they ain't doing this, that, and the third. It's like, yo, well, then why are you there? If that's the case, if you feel like that's what this dude is doing, then what are you doing? Why are you there? If you feel like it's so much better for you, or you think that it's much better for you out there, then you guys, you can make your own decision to bust a move if you need to. You don't have to be sitting around blaming another person, thinking that you waiting on them, and you can't blame other people for your life if you feel like you're supposed to be. Because some people going to really take their time and make sure they do that, because you got certain people over here who want to be in a relationship. They don't want the relationship. They just want to be in one. Or they don't really want the marriage. They just want a wedding. Right? Or you got the people who they don't want to be in the front. They just want to be recognized that you in the front and they had your back. Or you got people, it's just always something. It's always somebody who feel entitled to something just because it's them. They got fairy tales in their mind and they got this thing all drawn out of figuring out how they feel like they was going to be their life. But they never looked at the fact of, are you going to be able to be what you asking to be? Can you be that? And I'm sorry, it's not going to be that in the world. So whenever we as men, and I'm just speaking for men right now, and I'm speaking to men right now, yo, you got to learn to live in your truth. You got to be unapologetic for who you are. And you have to allow people the opportunity to make their own choices. Look, you can't make nobody be with you, but you cannot always walk on eggshells and let somebody else change your vibe up because they feel like they don't understand you. That's on them. Nobody should be taking the time to be with nobody each and every day and not try to understand them. And if it's something that you don't like and you just can't get, then change it. Like, because you have that opportunity. It's just a conversation. Nobody is forced to have to be with another person. Yes, you'll hurt their feelings, I'm sure, or your feelings will be hurt not being with that person no more. But if you feel like your life deserves better and you deserve more, then do what you need to do for your life, because you can't blame somebody else. Because I'm telling you, there are people out here really living in their purpose. And either you align with their purpose or you do not. And that's the bottom line. It's not the other way around. It's not somebody got to give up their purpose for you. It's not like somebody got to make you comfortable. No, you're supposed to be comfortable with the person that you choose. You're supposed to be comfortable with the person that you got to know. That's why you're supposed to get to know them. There's no timeline on that. There's no time limit on that. Don't commit yourself to a person in no aspect. I'm talking about business, personal, friendship, none of that shit. Don't commit yourself to nobody that you don't get to know. I mean, this is just a fact. You know, so many people are committed to their job every day. They'll do anything for their job, whatever their job say or whatever. They're so cautious about their job. They give so much respect, but yet they disrespect the person that's there for them each and every day. They argue with them. They talk back to them. Nothing is never good enough and all that other shit. They job treat them like shit. The price of everything go up. You don't get no, your raise, your money don't go up. They expect you to do the same damn thing each and every day, and then they'll add more on you, but not add more pay. They'll add more responsibility, more things on you, and won't add more pay. They'll say you're getting paid enough, right? They'll tell you that. But then you'll go home or go around the people that care about you, that love you, and all this other shit. You'll argue with them. You'll question them every time you turn around. You talk back to them. You barely a nice person. You always find something wrong. But you ready to express it. But you don't do that to the people who don't give a damn about you. You only there to make them rich, because every time you pick that paycheck up, I don't care how much you get paid, understand the person that run that company, the person that own that company, or the board of directors and all this other shit, they was able to cash your check 100,000 times. That's how much money they made. So imagine whatever your check is, just imagine how much money the person that signed that check making. That they could break you off that, especially to all my six-figure earners or people who feel like they doing something because they close to six figures. Imagine how much money you making the person that paid you that six figures. If that's how you want to, if you want to really look at it like that, they don't care about you. The person that's around you don't care about you, whether you got money or not. That's the difference. And that's the difference with a man. A man will love a woman when she ain't got shit. A man will put in the work. A man will do whatever he can. A woman will get rid of a nigga if he loses his job, if he don't do something in enough time, or if he can't contribute to the bills and all that other shit if something happened. She's struggling. She around there trying to figure it out. She want to make sure if she made the right decision or not. She act like she can't. Like, this is crazy how that looks, right? But if a man or a woman lose a job, he just keep on going, keep pushing, get an extra job, do whatever he got to do just to maintain until she get on her feet. No pressure. Because that's what he feel like his responsibility is. For some reason, women get in relationships and feel like the man is not their responsibility as well. I guess y'all forgot the story. The story was God made Eve for Adam, not Adam for Eve, yo. I'm sorry. Y'all don't be mad at me. Be mad at the messenger. I mean, don't be mad at the messenger. Be mad at the message. I'm just saying. That's just the truth. You know, because if that's something you don't believe in, then hey, I guess so. You don't have to. Don't claim Christian when it's convenient for you, then. Or don't complain, you know, act like you love God when it's convenient for you, because if you follow the way that is, that's just the way it went. So look, if you don't feel like you could come into a man's life and help make his life easy, you think it's all supposed to be about you and making your life easy only, then you're going to lose that person anyway. It don't really matter. That's vice versa. That's for the man too. If you think that you just going to be able to just have somebody just at your beck and call doing everything for you and you can't support them and you can't meet them halfway and you can't invest in the things that they like to do as well, then yo, you're going to lose them too. At some point, you're going to lose them. And I mean, that goes all the way around. You will lose people if you do not show interest in them. I'm just sorry. It just cannot be about you. And if women, I'm just being honest, I'm going to give y'all this tidbit, man. If you feel like you are the leader and you want to be a leader, don't be in a relationship. Just go do you. Because when you asking to be in a relationship with a man, you asking him, you putting him in his position, in his natural position, and that's to lead. That's the position. If you feel like that is going against your morals and you just don't see yourself doing that, then why are you in a relationship? Just don't be in a relationship. Like, you got that choice, man. But don't lock in with niggas or lock in with a man and then you don't want him to play the position that you're putting him in. You're putting him in a position to be the leader. That means that sometimes you might have to pick up the slack. It ain't got nothing to do with money. Stop counting man money. Stop correlating the man to money. If the man got a vision, the man is pushing and you know he working, and if you believe in him, then you know the money coming. If you making more money than him, if you do, like, listen, why is that a thing that you worried about the money? The money should be the last thing you worried about. Is this the person and what he's doing? Can I support it? And can I stand behind it? Can I be a part of it? And will I be able to feel like I can celebrate when he celebrates? That's what you gotta, that's the mindset. And if not, then that's the wrong person for you. That's it. Because you're gonna be mad because he's gonna go to the studio. You're gonna be mad because he gonna get in that gym. You're gonna be mad because he gonna take those trips. He gonna be at those events. He gonna do, especially if you got a brand, you're going to be mad. I'm sorry. So unless you can deal with it, unless you support it, unless you see the vision, if you ain't seeing all that, you're going to be mad. You're going to have a life of being mad and being uncertain, always wondering what they doing, who they talking to, what's this going on, all the wrong energy. You're going to lose them, period. And that's just the bottom line. You don't get, nobody wants to keep somebody that don't want to be kept. And that goes vice versa. It just is how it is. It doesn't go no other way other than that, y'all. I'm sorry. I hate it for y'all that think it's opposite. I hate it for y'all that really is that selfish into yourself that think that it's going to go any way other than that. It's not. It is not. Unless you're in a routine base every day, if you an NPC and you just go to work and come home each and every day, live for the weekend, and I guess you can routine your life out. And I guess you can put yourself in a more predictable space to just get by or just go through in life. But if that ain't your life, and if that ain't the life of the person that you pick to be in that position in your life, then yo, you're going to have to figure it out or you're just going to stay mad. And I hate that for y'all. Because it's time for men to start telling their story, yo. Stop hiding behind your pride and your ego. And stop walking around like you don't have to wash your cape sometimes. Superman got to take his cape off sometimes, yo. It's just a fact. If you need help, you got to be able to say it. This is Men's Mental Health Month. Men's Mental Health Month. So this is the month that we got to focus on our mental health. You're supposed to focus on it every day. But I'm just saying that this month is bringing awareness to it, to the fact that everything that we talk about this month should be the awareness of trying to help men get their mentals together, emotional intelligence. And we got to speak this truth to y'all, man. You was born a winner. You know how many of y'all had to swim to that egg and you made it? You a winner already. Even the crackhead, even the alcoholic, even the prostitute on the street, they all winners, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's just how they see they self. It doesn't take away from what the truth is. The truth is a winner. If you made it here, you're a winner. Right? Because there's millions of them things that's out there swimming for that egg, y'all. Millions of them. And you made it. Whatever makes you up, made it. So that means that you're a winner. So all this other shit that people want to try to compare you, put you down, make you feel like you're not good enough, you ain't got the perfect this, that, and the third, that's corny. You're a winner. You was born a winner because you made it to the finish line. You beat out millions and millions of people to get there. You beat out millions of your brothers and sisters to get to that spot that you went. And you there. And that's what it is. So, no, you got to look at yourself for that. So all the men out there, I just want to give y'all that salute. If y'all got somebody out there y'all can't talk to, please do it. If you can't talk to them because you're in fear of them running their mouth, then get out there in nature. Talk to the trees. Talk to the animals. I mean, talk to nature, yo. It's all alive out there. Everything outside is alive. All that shit is alive. It hear you. It'll respond to you. It may not talk to you in words and all that, but if you listen clearly enough and if you paying attention to what's going on outside, you'll get the hearing it. And sometimes you don't need nobody to say something. You just need somebody to listen and not repeat it. Right, so listen, there's no excuse. Get that shit that's up in you up out you, y'all. All right, and let's stay focused out here and let's stay committed and let's keep moving. Double salute to all of y'all that checked out Kill No One Part One. I definitely appreciate y'all. We got Kill No One Part Two getting ready to drop coming up next month. I just want all of y'all to be prepared for the drop, yo, because we coming. We got nothing but content coming. We gonna keep pushing and we gonna get it all away. We not holding nothing in. So y'all know the vibes. Collective Vision, Collective Wear, Collective Music Group, the whole nine, yo. We moving. We moving as a unit. The team is strong, and we're going to keep pushing. And in the event that y'all see people, you don't see them no more, that's fine, too. Either way it go, guess what? The train's still going to go. But every now and then, we got to stop at a station and drop some people off and then pick other people up. But the train going to keep moving. All right? So double salute to y'all. Double salute to everybody that jumped on tonight. It was a bunch of y'all. Double shout out to Myra for coming on with the comments. I definitely appreciate you always. And look, y'all know what to do each and every week. Y'all gotta catch me right here, man. We doing like we do each and every week on Tuesdays. We chop it up with some of the world's most interesting people, or y'all just gotta have a conversation with me and we just chop it up. But we're gonna keep pushing, right? All right. So y'all know what to do, man. Until next time, man, y'all stay fly out there. And remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next Tuesday, I want y'all to hold it down out there. And I'm going to say peace.